Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Bacchini. Good morning, Albuquerque. We're so happy to have you with us. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online advertising directory that we provide for free to any local business. If you are a locally owned and operated business in Albuquerque, we've got some good resources for you. So we'll tell you about GoLocalBoom.com, which is our online advertising directory. We create profiles for businesses, whether they want to come in on the radio and talk about their business or not. But once they do come in on the radio, then we promote that using social media and other resources. And, you know, a lot of good connections always come from this opportunity. So typically my business partner, Vincent Trujillo, is my co-host for the show. However, he's off of living the life of a successful entrepreneur. I think he's in Paris right now. Paris or Italy is something like that, depending on the day. So we have the great fortune of a guest co-host like we have for the last few weeks. This week, my co-host is Patty Farmer. Good morning, lady. How are you doing?
I am fabulous, and I am so happy to be here.
We're so excited to have you. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Patty Farmer. Not only is she a national speaker extraordinaire and marketing aficionado who has helped everybody I know that knows her in some capacity, she also owns the brand and business Marketing Media and Money, and her whole job is to help people understand how to do that for themselves and their business. And Patty is the founder of Albuquerque Social Media Day for the first time in history. Patty worked with the mayor to get Mayor Barry to sign a proclamation deeming that June 29th and 30th, Social Media Day. What's the official day?
June 30th is National Social Media
Day. June 30th is National Social Media Day in Albuquerque and everywhere else around the country?
Yes, it's the day that we actually use that day, even though we have social media every day, right? It is the day that we promote awareness globally.
Wow. So we are going to have a ton of social media collateral going all over throughout the world on the 30th.
We are, and Albuquerque is history in the making.
Albuquerque is history in the making. So I'm going to give you an opportunity real quick to tell Albuquerque why Social Media Day is going to be exciting for us.
Oh, that is just so great. So I have to tell you, I'm really, really excited about bringing Social Media Day here as an international speaker. I have spoken at Social Media Day somewhere in the United States for the past 6 years. I recently moved to Albuquerque in October and reached out to see who was doing it here, and lo and behold, nobody was. So that put me on a quest to bring Social Media Day here to Albuquerque. What was really exciting about it, though, is that because I was new here to the city, it gave me the opportunity to really get to recognize the local flavor and talent we have here, like you, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
Also to bring in some international speakers that are coming in, like a CNN journalist, for one, is coming in to talk about media magic and how to promote. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so this is so exciting. We can talk about this all day. We have a couple of times. So we'll continue to do that. Over the next month, we're going to be bringing you all more and more information about Social Media Day, and our guests each week will highlight some of those. So let's get to our first guest. Good morning, Lisa Tooley. How are you?
I'm fine.
Let me tell you guys a little bit about... Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being here. So Lisa Tooley is the owner of Lisa Ryan Designs, and she focuses on handmade, one-of-a-kind wearable art for women. I'm really excited. A lot of our demographic on the station are women who probably wear jewelry. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your business before we tell them how they can reach you?
Okay. Well, I started the business about 15 years ago. I was in a very heavy, difficult, stressful sales and marketing position in California. And a friend of mine started doing jewelry and asked me if I wanted to do it with her. And so in order to wind down from this job, I would put all the jewelry stuff in the car and drive up to my house in Tahoe and sit outside and do jewelry and learn how to do jewelry. And it's
always been pretty therapeutic, huh?
It's always been in a zone thing. You know, you sit down, you just don't think about anybody else, think about anything else but being in the zone and working on a jewelry. So I love it, and I've been doing it as a hobby for about 15 years.
Wonderful. So yeah. What kind of jewelry? Go ahead, Patty.
And guess what? Some of her jewelry has even been at Christie's in New York City, which for those who know jewelry, know that Christie's is the jewelry place in New York City.
I don't know jewelry,
and
but that sounds really cool to me.
And the number one necklace that she had there that was in Christie's, guess who owns it now?
Do you own the necklace now?
I own it.
Beautiful. Okay. What a great way to work up how awesome Lisa's business, Lisa Ryan Designs, is. So now tell people if they're excited about it. how they can find it.
Well, right now I have a website. It's www.lisaryandesigns.com. I'm also on Facebook, Lisa Ryan Designs, first name spelled L-E-E-S-A. And I'm so proud to be a sponsor at Patty's Social Media Day Albuquerque, because I'm so interested in social media and to be a part of this event, because this has been a hobby for me. So this gives me a chance to be able to actually do the things I need to do to make this business bigger and more public.
Yeah, and it just so happens that social media is one of the best platforms that you can use to market that product.
And I've not been doing that.
Yep, so this is a really good opportunity for you. You're going to meet some social media influencers and connectors here in Albuquerque and from throughout the country, right?
I'm so excited.
That are really going to be inclined to buy some beautiful jewelry so that they can post it and share it and look really good in their content, right?
Exactly. That's how I met her at an event.
So, okay, Lisa. So it started as a hobby and you've been doing it for a long while. Tell us, can you give us an example of your favorite kind of jewelry to design? Are these custom pieces that you make for each person, or do you have some motivation behind what you do?
Well, I'm very creative and I have a good eye. So I used to travel a lot. So I'd go to Bali and I'd go to Thailand and I'd go to Italy and I would pick up pendants or chains or whatever I thought was interesting in them, make them into something that I thought I would love.
And so influences from all over the world.
All over the world. And then I stopped traveling for a little bit and started doing a lot in Southwest. I sell completely privately. And I do shows all over the country, including Christie's in New York, and a lot of private shows from Austin all the way to New York and South Carolina and all over the states. So now, since I'm in the Southwest, I've really started to do more Southwest work, because I was the only one in California that wore Southwest jewelry. There was one store in Truckee, California that had all Southwest stuff, and I was the only one that wore it. So I picked up a little bit of an edge on more Southwest stuff, and primarily just because I like it.
And then it's one of a kind. So when you think about it, wearable art, I mean, that's huge. Wearable art for women.
And I usually don't.
It's a little different than jewelry, wearable art, right? They're unique pieces that are one of a kind. You're not going to have to worry about anybody else wearing that.
There's not two.
That piece that you're wearing. This is beautiful. I really love this concept.
Right.
I'm not a jewelry person.
Of course not.
even my wedding ring is tattooed. I don't wear watches. I don't wear jewelry.
Well, it's not everybody's thing.
Yeah, but
even for women,
some people really love it, though, right?
And yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's you can see jewelry on most people that you run into. So I'm really glad that you were able to build a business out of something that was therapeutic for you and really got you through some tough times. What else do you want everybody to know?
Well, let's see. I'm very excited about this event. I've made some specific pieces, primarily just to experiment, because I have not been working on it a lot. I'm working on it a lot now. And I'm very excited about it. I have a lot of new stuff, and it's on my website as well as Facebook. And I've just been, the more I create, the better it gets.
And guess what? So for me, I loved her jewelry so much that because it was wearable art and one of a kind, I said, Lisa, how do you feel about me commissioning you to do all my jewelry for my speaking? So I'm getting ready to go to London and Paris, and she made jewelry for me to wear there as well as for my event.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
this
awesome.
Is a really great opportunity. Our new project manager actually is very involved with a fashion photographer. So her and her fiance travel back and forth from here to here to there to do shoots with models who will wear denim and so on. So this may be a good connection for you as
absolutely.
Well. You know, it's always important for somebody who's being photographed for a living to have
I would love that.
Good jewelry to wear, and of course to promote on social media. How important
is
that?
And we'll hit Vince up when he gets back from his traveling to see, you know, what kind of connections he might have made in Italy and Paris and all those places.
Yeah, absolutely. And to have him keep his eye out for custom jewelry pieces out there that he might be able to send us pictures of. It's always really cool to meet people. I always say this, every week I get to meet a new business that I would want to participate participate in their success and utilize their services in some capacity or something. There are a lot of, well, not a lot, but there are a couple of pretty well-known custom jewelry brands here.
Right.
We are in the Southwest, so there's a ton of Native American jewelry
right.
and so on. So this is a really rich market. The market has already been, you know, kind of warmed up really well for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about that is that now you come in with a unique style that's the individual pieces, wearable art, not just jewelry.
Right.
So you don't even really have to compete. There's probably a pretty rich market out there of people that know what they want to be sure that they get something that nobody else can wear.
I'm hoping.
Yep. Yep.
And then not only that, but the reality really is that she only uses real stones. So, I mean, it's not like you're getting plastic or...
Which, no. Yeah, there was a huge, actually, uproar in recent past about how people were doing Native American jewelry or Southwestern themed jewelry, and they were knockoffs, but they were selling them, you know, at a markup.
They were fake.
People who are traveling here, because this is a tourist spot, and that's what you want to do when you come to the Southwest, is get some Southwest jewelry or a Kachina doll or something to that effect. And, it turns out they were being bamboozled. So it's good to know that you only use real stones and that each piece is unique and custom. Okay, we've only got a minute left. Let's make sure everybody gets your contact information one more time.
Lisa Ryan Designs, L-E-E-S-A, Ryan Designs on Facebook, and also my website, www.lisaryandesigns.com. My name is Lisa Tooley, and thank you so much for having me.
Lisa Tooley, it was so great to have you here this morning. We look forward to seeing your booth at Social Media Day on June 29th and 30th. Folks, coming right up, we've got yet another local business. It's basically the Women's Power Hour this morning, so please tune in after the break and see who we've got to talk to. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Go Local Boom Women's Power Hour. My name is Sean Baccaccini. I am your host. We want you to know that GoLocalBoom.com is Albuquerque's only free advertising directory for local businesses. Free. F-R-E-E. Cost you nothing. No strings attached. We're not going to ask you to send your kids over to the office to pick up trash or anything after that. We just want to help you out. We want to promote your business. We want to show you how to do that in some awesome ways. So we've got this online advertising directory. We've got this radio show, which we buy airtime from the station and give it away to local businesses that are trying to make an impact in the community and make Albuquerque a better place to be. And then while we're going through that process, we promote it on social media. So if you have not heard about this is your first time listening, tell your friends about it. If you yourself own your own business, get in here. Doesn't matter who you are. As long as it's locally owned and operated, we will promote your business for free. My partner, Vince Trujillo, and I, he's the founder of Go Local Boom. I got involved when I found out what he was doing, and we shot some videos and promoted it using photography and social media because we want Albuquerque to know that we don't want to live in a city where the only coffee I can get is Starbucks or the only burger I can get is McDonald's. I want to know what's going on in this community. And most of the time, the local coffee shops and burger joints and businesses do a better job because they care more. Their livelihood is attached to taking care of their employees and making our economy better and supporting local nonprofits and schools and so on and so forth. So I really love what we're doing. Patty Farmer, social media extraordinaire, marketer extraordinaire, the founder of Social Media ABQ. We've got an event coming up on the 29th and 30th, but you're an internationally recognized speaker. There's just so many things that I could say about you. When you were our guest on our show, a few months back, I think I named off like 15 different accolades that you had achieved and that you had been nominated for. So we're really happy to have you here. You, my dear, are a perfect fit for the Go Local Boom brand. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here.
You're welcome. It's good to have you and that you have brought all of our guests this week. This is one of the good incentives of being a co-host of Go Local Boom. It's a value add for everybody in your network. You get to bring your friends and your clients to do what we do. So, let's meet our second guest. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning. I am so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you for being here. Welcome, welcome. Okay, so Amanda Davis is the owner of Business Solutions by Design, and she's got a lot of good stuff going on. I think I should let you tell them about it because you'll probably get them more excited than I will.
Oh, goodness. To talk about myself. My favorite topic. Just kidding.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we have a local accounting and outsourced bookkeeping service here locally in New Mexico, but we work virtually. So so we can help you out anywhere in the world that you are.
So you're kind of like an off-site resource for people who maybe don't have the capacity to have you in their office.
Correct.
Or even those that do but would rather have you working, you know, remotely.
Yes, if you were to hire an accounting department, for example, you would spend a lot more money and get a lot less knowledge base and a lot less experience. So you can hire us a little bit more affordably, and we have customized packages, so we provide you exactly what your business needs.
That's beautiful. Okay, so for those who are interested, now that you've gotten them excited, tell them how they can reach you.
Well, you can contact me directly on my direct phone, 505-259-4523, or you can email us at info@businesssolutionsbydesign.com. It is a very long email address, but it's pretty simple to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. And okay, so tell me now, something that you said a moment ago really triggered, piqued my interest. You said that if I hire you, I can get more for less and more knowledge.
Correct.
Than if I were to hire an accounting firm. Tell me why that is.
Well, I have a lot of experience coming from the tax background with local CPA firms here in town. And I had the pleasure and I was just lovely to be a part of their organizations. And I have a lot of experience with business tax returns, individual tax returns, and nonprofit tax returns. And I have a lot of CPE. I have, you know, all of this accreditation behind me and all of the support that I can pull from, as opposed to, you know, somebody who maybe just be out of school and needs to be on the job training. We can offer on the job training as well. But the experience level that we bring, even if it's something that maybe I'm not perfect in, I know somebody. And that's where we come in and bring that value add.
That's wonderful. So customized personal service and a knowledge base. We're not just being assigned to somebody on the team who might know how to take care of my needs. You are actually taking care of it and are well educated on how to do so.
Correct. And we spend a lot of time before we engage our clients. We like to make sure it's a good relationship. We understand.
Oh, I love that. That's something that any business ought to do a little bit more of, is the discovery process. You know, not only because it's important for me to really understand your needs if I'm going to provide you services, but also it's important for me to know whether or not I would want to work for you for the next
Absolutely.
Year. You know, are we a good fit? Are we compatible? Is the advice that I'm going to give you going to be implemented? Are you going to follow these instructions
right.
to improve your business? Or are you throwing money away because you don't really trust the process? Somebody's telling you that it's something that you need, but you're not quite ready to make those changes.
Correct.
You know, that would be frustrating for anybody. And we can go through a little bit of a discovery process, get to know them, and determine, are we really the best fit? Can we succeed together?
Correct. I think that's really, really important. Something I don't think enough people really do is go through that process. And entrepreneurs, I see all the time, they don't really have that process themselves. And I think it's really important.
It's
Absolutely.
Fear. They don't want to lose the opportunity to have somebody new hire them, to increase their revenue. They've got mouths to feed and so on and so forth. But quite frankly, what I've learned is that if I don't go through that process, it costs me more money and time than it's worth.
Yeah,
I'm not really able to do the best job I possibly can.
Correct.
Because the clients that pay the least expect the most. They're the most frustrating in terms of, you know, what how many times they ask you questions or clarify and verify this, that, or the other thing. And the ones who need you the most and can afford you bother you the least.
They just want the information, and they're going to go implement it right now.
We interviewed you. We believe we've hired the best.
Right.
You do your job and let us do ours, right?
Right. Exactly. And you want to know one thing that Amanda does that I really love is, for somebody who does like to do it themselves, she actually has what I like to call a vault. She actually calls it a membership. But the reality really is, if you just want information, she actually has a program for less than $20 a month where you can just get the information if you're a do-it-yourselfer.
You know, subscription memberships really seem to be the way people prefer to be engaged nowadays. And I'm part of a marketing mastermind, and that's the belief of the group is that we are more successful when we can get somebody to subscribe for our services, get the buy-in, get the skin in the game, and then leave it up to them to apply the content themselves.
Correct. Yeah. If they can't afford my services, or they simply do want to be in charge of it, then that is a market I do want to serve, and I want to provide that education, that information for them. So, mm-hmm. And we made it affordable. We want to make sure it'll be interactive and it will be updated weekly. So mm-hmm. it'll be great.
And in that way, in my opinion, you've done two things. You've you've created a way to earn someone's business who maybe couldn't have afforded your services, right? So you didn't leave money on the table. You didn't miss an opportunity, but it's not one that you have to manage yourself. So the overhead is low and the margin is pretty high, but also you are introducing yourself to them as an authority on this matter, somebody that they already trust, that they're already accessing information from, for this reason. And if they ever have a question about it, who are they going to call?
Correct. And from a marketing point of view, like I always have to put that in there, right? And from a marketing point of view, what's really great about it is what you're offering right now may not be something they need at this moment.
Right.
However, by being in that program, you get feedback on what they need as well. And that enables you to be able to create services and products for them that they may want to partake of later on down the road.
That's a really good point that you make. That's why I love email campaigns, drip campaigns. I don't use them enough in my business. Every page of my website should be the entry to some kind of funnel. We really want to capture information, people's interest, and so on. And there are so many tools that you can use online to do that nowadays when somebody visits your website. But this one is even better because you've got their buy-in. When somebody's made an investment, they're going to give you $20 a month until they discontinue the membership or until, they find another option. They're probably going to pay a little bit more attention to the emails that come through to remind them there's content here. If you want to use it, all you got to do is log in. You already paid for it.
They will have a separate newsletter, and my existing clients actually have access to this knowledge base as part of their package with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really great because one of the things, speaking about email, mm-hmm. right, marketing, is that a lot of people focus on email marketing as far as capturing the leads. But I'm going to tell you as a marketing strategist that that's only part one.
Yeah, what good
the most important
what
part
good is capturing information if you don't do something with
right.
it?
Right. So the most important part and the thing that I like to work with my clients on is what's your stick strategy? They're like, what's that? I'm like, what's going to make them stick so that they're not going to just subscribe and then unsubscribe?
Mm-hmm.
So it's providing relevant, consistent content that they want to get, right? So they don't unsubscribe. So you got to have a good stick strategy.
I am so diligent about the FCC regulations when it comes to email subscriptions. If something hits my inbox, I think that it's meant for me and it's important to me and it will consume some of my attention and some of my time. My time is valuable. If you put me on your list without permission or if you are not sending me information that's valuable to me, you're wasting my time and I'm going to let them know about it. But it happens once in a while and I'll simply make a very tactful email response to the fact that
reachable moment.
I didn't join your list. I don't appreciate you sending me stuff that I didn't ask for, and you're actually breaking the law. Don't abuse my email inbox. Because it's important that, that you send people information that they want, that they can find useful, that is not – I wonder how many people – lose time in a day with their dirty inbox that's filled with all of these auto subscribe things that they didn't want or they didn't realize. And
interesting you ask that since I have an answer.
What's the answer, Patty?
82% of people.
Wow.
Nowadays, when they actually read their email with one finger on the delete button. 82%.
82% of people. I think I don't think I'm in that. Well, maybe I'm in that 82%.
Oh, I'm all in that one.
See, but here's the thing. Why is that? Because you should control what comes to your inbox, right?
I get anywhere from 50 to 200 emails every half an hour.
I get over 1,000 a day for sure. But here's what I'm going to tell you right now is when you wake up every morning and most people, they open their email and they're drinking their coffee and that's the first thing
that
they do.
That is not the first thing that
Me
I do.
Me either. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Every time you open your inbox and you start with your email inbox is everybody else's agenda for your day.
Correct.
Not yours.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I've got a system now that I will not, if we're in a business meeting or we're in a strategy meeting or I'm time blocking and I've got to get something done, I've got to close the email and turn off my phone and focus fully on what I'm doing.
And social media notifications
because
too.
Because those notifications will distract me and they will get my attention pretty easily, and I don't like that. Okay, Amanda, so we've spoken about a lot of cool things. We've got a couple of minutes left, and we really wanted to talk about this initiative that you want to get going in Albuquerque, because anybody who's listening, we'd love them to get involved. So tell us your concept.
Oh, I love this. I'm so excited, and we need lots of help, and we need lots of small businesses, and we need community, and we need nonprofits to help us out. Patty Farmer, when I met her, she's amazing. We just clicked, and best friends at that point, and we decided, okay, this is going to be so great. So what is exciting about this? We want a Small Business Unites in Albuquerque. We want the community of businesses to come out and volunteer. No cash, no fundraising. Get out, get involved in your community, and make a difference. One to two people may not be able to make that big of a difference. And, you know, volunteering is a lot more fun in larger groups. So we want to help facilitate that. And that's one of the initiatives, and that's kind of the vision behind this.
That's a wonderful initiative. And Patty had some great ideas about getting people involved. And it really is about, it's a perfect fit for the Go Local Boom brand, because we care about this community. This is our altruistic way to support local business. That one is an awesome one, because the local businesses are the people that are supporting our local nonprofits.
Yes. It absolutely is. We serve our local community. Mm-hmm.
It's important too. I think people forget that. They become successful, and they think more about themselves. And
well, I like to say I make my money in all kinds of ways, but I always serve my community locally.
I believe that the amount of financial success you have is directly relative to your amount of service that you do.
Absolutely.
And you can look in neighborhoods and areas that are not very, you know, financially stable or rich, and also take a look at the level of service and commitment to their community. And it's not dichotomous. You know, it's interesting to see.
You build these relationships. It's wonderful.
Okay, Amanda, so give everybody your contact information one more time before we round out.
Great. Amanda Davis. My phone number is 505-259-4523. And you can email me at info@businesssolutionsbydesign.com.
Amanda, Business Solutions by Design, thank you so much for being here. It was great to have you as a guest. Really look forward to helping you grow your network in the community. Patty, thanks for helping us out. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming up, our last guest is a local chef that will do meal prep and help you out with your family's nutrition. Again, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Women's Power Hour on Go Local Boom. Albuquerque, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. We want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. The reason for that is because Rocketbox SEO loves Albuquerque. So they buy airtime and give it away to local businesses under the brand Go Local Boom. They also created Albuquerque's only online advertising directory, GoLocalBoom.com. Some pretty cool profiles on there. I think there's one for Spice Gal Gourmet on that directory, isn't there? How can there not be?
I don't know. Who's your admin?
So our third guest this morning is Chef Joy Davis, who you all know and, of course, feeds me weekly. So
And me too.
We've interviewed her before. My guest host this week, Patty Farmer. Patty, tell everybody about you. What's a brief synopsis of why you're co-hosting the show this morning?
I'm co-hosting this show because I love Sean. I work with him, and I'm working and bringing great guests so we can talk about how to market, master, and make some money at your business.
Market, master, and make some money. I think magic should be one of those M's, because you do have a touch of magic about you.
Oh, isn't he a great
guy?
He's
magical.
Everybody says that, right? Who do we know that knows Patty that doesn't say that about Patty? I don't know anybody, right? Okay, so Chef Joy Davis, Spice Gal Gourmet, and a couple of other brands that I don't think we're going to talk about yet today. We're just going to focus on Spice Gal right now because we're not ready to launch these other projects, right?
Or if they'll even be called different, I don't know.
Or we're do them all under one brand.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, Joy is amazing when it comes to everything that she does. She's into psychology. She's into counseling. She is a classically trained chef. She has managed and run a kitchen and a restaurant before herself. Now she works for herself, because that's what amazing people do, right? We just decide what we're going to do and build our own business around it. So congratulations to you for doing that. And of course, thank you for feeding me weekly, because I don't think I'd make it through the week without you. It's funny. I told my grandmother the other day that I was using, you know, a company for meal prep, and she's like, "But you cook so good. I don't know anybody that cooks better than you."
You do good. You are a good cook.
You do better than I do, though. And I think
I would hope so.
Yes, you do better than I do. I can cook. I really appreciate it. I'm a foodie, but I love. I've got this thing about buying food, right? If I'm going to pay for food, it better be better than I can cook myself.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you meet that criteria. So tell everybody what it is that you do before we tell them how they can reach you.
Well, primarily what I've been doing for the last 14 years is meal design. So basically, if you have a special diet, I cook your special diet in the prescribed amount of meals per week. So it really just depends on what people need. Most of my clients have gotten off their medication due to my meals. Everything's made from scratch. Everything's made in-house. Nothing is store-bought.
Yeah, we can take a look at Netflix documentaries like Forks Over Knives, or there are many of them, right, that have a lot of good information about the fact that food is medicine, and we wouldn't need as much medicine if we were properly nourished and putting the right nutrients in our body and so on. I think that there was a generation when I was growing up, we were taught that fast food, TV dinners, you know, the easier it is to prepare the meal, the better a mother or father you are. The fact that you can still, you know, live your busy life and put together a meal in 15 minutes for your kids that is going to, you know, it's not good for us. What we learn is that this fast food nation is killing us.
Right.
And I think one of the things that I think is so important to mention about Joy is that I think that I have tried a lot of the different things that are out there. You know, you cook it yourself, whatever. But the thing is, you don't always get what you like.
Mm-hmm.
That is my thing, is I'm kind of a picky eater. So the fact of the matter that you get to hire somebody who's going to cook, deliver, but design the food utilizing things you like.
It's more than that. She does the grocery shopping.
Exactly.
She does the menu planning to your specifications. Right now, she's specifying each of my meals to a calorie count. That's, I mean, you could make Kung Pao chicken. Can you make Kung Pao chicken to meet my calorie count for my nutrients for what I need to eat? Well, she can. And she does all of the cooking, the packaging, and the delivery. For sometimes as much as I would spend at Whole Foods if I was going to cook these meals for me.
Or less.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because I know when I went to her and I said, hey, I don't eat this, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't have sauce, this, and I want high protein and I want low fat and no added sugar. And so, yeah. I mean, when you think about it.
And I literally save 5 or 6 hours per week. And that doesn't include the cleanup of the kitchen after I'm done making.
And time is money, right? Yeah. So that's saving you time and making you money. It's like a gift to yourself.
I don't know if most people look at it that way, that time is money. But I got to think, how much money can I make in an hour, right? How much money could I make in 5 hours?
Well, marketing person, I know exactly.
Five pretty good hours, right? How much money could I make in 5 pretty good hours?
But you're a good cook. So the average person takes 10 hours to cook.
Oh, that's a really good point that you make.
Yeah.
That's a really good point that you make. How long would it take the average person to cook 12 meals? So let's say 10 hours, right? 10 hours per week to meal prep. And that's if I do all of my meal prep on one day for the entire week.
Exactly. I know for me, I'm a really good cook too, but it's not going to be all that healthy. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a good cook,
but
not a good healthy cook.
So let's take a step back. Now that we've got everybody excited about what you do, tell them how they can reach you.
Well, my website, SpiceGalGourmet.com. It has all the contact information on there. And hopefully I'm going to have Rocketbox redesign my website. So I'm excited about that once I get everything, all these new programs that I'm doing.
We're excited about that too. Thank you.
We are.
It's just an excited fest up here.
Yeah. So, okay. So they can reach you on your website. Did you give them the phone number?
366-4125.
And you do a lot on social media now, more and more now that you're working with Patty.
Right. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And these are all good platforms. I was just telling Lisa Tooley earlier that, Instagram is a great platform. Social media is a great way for her to advertise her jewelry, right? If there was ever a good platform for food, it's social media. Joy and I were just doing some online research actually yesterday on what are the most popular. Did you know that one of the top three most popular categories on YouTube are food channels?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that, some of the most watched, food videos are tutorials, instructional videos.
Correct.
So in your head and in your life experience, you have a ton of content that you can curate and create to distribute on a membership basis to people that want to watch it and so on. So meal preparation and nutrition planning is not your only skill set.
That's correct.
I want you to talk a little bit about food therapy.
So food therapy is, one of two things. One, using food to heal the body based on dietary issues, medical concerns. It also decreases depression, anxiety, stress levels based on the ingredients that you're using. So actually the food ingredients that you're using.
Well, not only that, the consumption of the food. People think that they can blend a juice or buy something or put a powder in this and drink it and you're going to get what you need.
No.
You're not masticating the food. That means your saliva glands are not telling your stomach that here comes some nutrients that you need to process. And you're not getting the fiber and all of the necessary goodies that are in whole food, right? There's so much more nutrition in whole food than there are in all of these shortcuts and supplements, right?
Right.
Most people don't know that the vitamins that they take, your body is not designed to digest rocks. The vitamin supplements, unless they are in a gel capsule in a powder form that will immediately begin to break down in your stomach. And again, you didn't chew those, so you didn't give your stomach the signal that there are nutrients on
it. You're still hungry.
Right. Well, you're not, and your body won't absorb them properly.
Exactly.
But if you're chewing the food, right? If you decide to take vitamins, please don't take those little capsules that are compacted that you could put somebody's eye out with. Get some gel caps and eat them with a meal, because your body knows there are nutrients on its way because you're chewing and masticating and salivating and so on. There's so much science to whole food nutrition and why it's important. And that is only part of the therapy. Not only is it important to put that stuff in your body, right?
Right.
Why else is it important?
So the actual process of cooking is healing. The process of cooking, there's ways to heal mental anxiety, mental anguish through the process of food, cooking. So if
smelling
you have...
smelling the ingredients, cook.
You're using all the senses, correct. Mm-hmm. And when you're drinking your food, you're not. When you're buying your food, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And using the five senses is how we were designed as human beings. And so doing that as part of a therapy program that I'm designing really helps, bring the joy back in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the joy back in someone's...
Well, that's kind of nice, the joy back into cooking.
No pun intended.
Exactly. But when you think about it, though, what about trauma?
Right. So I work with a lot of individuals that have... been through a lot of abuse trauma, or divorce trauma, or, just, I call it mental anguish, but the trauma is very, they're just very therapeutic, just cutting carrots, doing something
it's
repetitive.
It's an exercise in mindfulness. I'm here
exactly.
Thinking about not chopping my finger off.
Exactly.
I'm exercising mindfulness. I can't think about trauma or something else. And that creates synaptic responses in my brain and releases endorphins and so on. Same thing as petting or connecting with an animal, right?
Right?
There are chemicals that you experience when you take certain actions, right? And so there's a lot of therapeutic benefit to these mindfulness exercises. There's underwater basket weaving and yoga and, talk therapy groups. And there's so many different
right.
ways. But cooking that's my therapy. That's the reason that I love to cook. I know that for 2 hours on Sunday, I'm going to listen to music and completely disconnect from the rest of the world. And when I'm done doing it, it feels like I ran a marathon.
Right.
It's like a form of self-care.
It is. It's a form of self-care.
Big time. Yeah. And then there's, of course, the psychology to smelling the ingredients, like you said, and smelling them cooking and feeling them with your fingertips and watching the process go from this to that to something that you can then put in your body that's going to nourish you. People have really lost their connection with nature and their connection with food, and both of these things are tremendously valuable.
Well, and if you can pull your kids in too, it's also a good thing you're teaching them.
That's what we do. I'm trying to teach my 17-year-old how to cook because he can't even feed himself when he gets home from school, not because he doesn't have the inclination to, but because he's never really been shown how, right? And so he's my stepson. He lives at home with his dad, and mom takes care of him. Mom makes him his sandwiches at home and so on. So he just never really developed this ability. So now on Sundays, our thing is we invite people over. He's going to cook dinner for everybody, and we're going to go through a step-by-step process on how to prepare this meal.
Cool. Or you could come to a supper club. So I started supper clubs. I'm doing two a month. And June 6th is my Mediterranean supper club. And then June 27th is my special diet series. So I'm doing gluten-free.
So there's a whole series of supper clubs that we didn't even get to talk about because we went off on a food therapy tangent. And now we're out of time. So make sure that you plug the supper clubs once more and give everybody your contact information.
So there's two a month, and it's SpiceGalGourmet.com.
So on your website, SpiceGalGourmet, they can find supper clubs. And let them know what your phone number is if they want to give you a call to order some meals today.
Sure. It's 505-366-4125.
Chef Joy, Spice Gal Gourmet, thank you so much for taking such good care of me and Patty and others in the community. We hope that people reach out and connect with you today.
Thank you.
Folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming up in our wrap-up, we're going to talk about social media ABQ and all of the fun stuff that's coming up in the event. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are really excited that you guys are here with us because we have taken the time today to introduce Social Media Day Albuquerque, socialmediaabq.com. Patty Farmer as the host of the event, and she's also the person that convinced the mayor that he needs to sign a proclamation to make Social Media Day official. And so I want to take a little bit of time now to focus on that. Patty, tell us what's going on with Social Media Albuquerque.
It is going to be such a fabulous 2-day. We couldn't even fit it all in one day. So traditionally, June 30th is Social Media Day nationally. It's the one day where we focus on get awareness globally for social media.
And
however,
that's something you've been involved with before in other states, right?
6 years. Mm-hmm. I've spoken for 6 years, and I've been really, really passionate about it, really excited about this project. So here in Albuquerque, I'm really excited that it's history in the making, right? The mayor signing that proclamation, recognizing June 30th, as Social Media Day here.
Thanks, Mayor Barry.
Yes, thanks. Love that.
Thanks, Patty.
And one of the things I'm really excited about is the opportunity to really be able to focus on Albuquerque. So we're having a panel of which you're going to speak on. Thank
I'm
you so much, Sean.
I'm very excited to speak on the benefits of search engine optimization and why social media is a critical component.
Right. And what we're going to do is this panel is going to specifically speak on how are you utilizing social media in Albuquerque's economy for our business owners and entrepreneurs here. And then with that said, to make it all really nice, we brought in a whole bunch of speakers from out of the country. We have people coming in from Canada, Atlanta. We have people coming in all over the place, and they're going to be talking about all kinds of great things. We have a former CNN journalist that's going to be coming in, that's going to be talking about pitching the media and how to use social media to do that, Facebook ads. But what we really wanted to be able to do is to make it fun, too. So we're going to have a photo booth. We're going to be doing Facebook Lives. We're going to have the radio stations are all going to be there for a media mixer.
Yeah, Cumulus is the media sponsor for the event, which is important because they've got the largest group of stations and the largest audiences in the community. So thankfully, they've not only given us a platform at Go Local Boom, but they're also going to help us promote Social Media Albuquerque.
And they're going to be there themselves, too. So at the media mixer on Thursday night, we're going to have them there. So we're going to have a little bit of alcohol there. That'll be kind of fun, right, after a pre-event conference workshop. So we're going to be doing that on Thursday, noon to 4, and then we're going to have the media mixer and then a full day on Friday. So it's going to be a great day. We're going to have 100 plus people all getting together, so it'll be fun.
Well, and we might have more, but we capped it out at 100, right? For the first time, we want to kind of it is an exclusive event, limited opportunity to buy your ticket, and we're pretty close to being sold out already, aren't we?
And actually, tomorrow, because today's Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. So tomorrow is the last day for early bird pricing.
Tomorrow's the last day for early bird pricing. SocialMediaABQ.com is the place they can go to buy tickets, right?
Right. So there's two exciting things. So right now, tickets are $149. On June 1st, they go up to $209. So big difference right there. Here's something else that I think is really exciting. I wanted to be able to recognize here in Albuquerque the people we have that are very good at social media. So you have an opportunity, if you know someone who is good at Social Media Influencer of the Year, Social Media Content Creator of the Year, and Social Media Connector of the Year, and we're going to give you the opportunity to nominate them. So all they have to do is go to nominate.socialmediaabq.com.
Oh, Michaela Brown gets my vote.
Hey, I love Michaela. I love Michaela. So, yeah, so nominate.socialmediaabq.com.
And I can nominate as many people as I want.
Nominate. They don't have to be here to get nominated, but they do have to be present to win.
Uh-huh.
We've got some badges for them. We've got some awards for them. Obviously, we're going to be using social media to promote them. So this is your opportunity for you to have a voice and say.
I think you and Michaela Brown are probably the only people I know that would deserve my nomination, and that tells me that I need to surround myself with more people that are better at social media. And, of course, because of what we do, we need to get better at it. But Felicia's going to do that for us. I don't think I need to become a social media aficionado anytime soon.
Right, but it's always good to surround yourself with people, learn new ideas. We have some great people coming in. I actually, even for the first time, I've been an international speaker for years, I'm actually bringing my daughter to Albuquerque and having her speak.
From where?
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's pretty cool. Las Vegas is a place that requires some good social media if they want to
be on the panel with you.
That's
as a matter
exciting.
Of fact. Yes.
That's wonderful. So that's pretty cool. What else do we have that we're looking forward to? So in case you guys are wondering, who is Patty Farmer and why is she creating some kind of event for us in the community? What I want you to do is go check out Patty's website. There are a couple of them out there. Which one do you want to direct them to?
So the one about the conference itself is socialmediaabq.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my website is pattyfarmer.com.
Pattyfarmer.com. I tell people all the time that they are not maximizing the opportunity for brand integrity. If they're using a Gmail or if they're using a this.com or that.com, you can't get any better than pattyfarmer.com. So anyway, who is Patty Farmer? Your email signature says it all, right? Yeah, Patty Farmer is named number 3 of the top 10 media speakers you need to know in 2016. She's awarded the Social Media Influencer of the Year 2014, named International Collaborator of the Year 2014. I mean, the list goes on and on. Like I said, last time we had you in here, I spent the first portion of the interview telling everybody how awesome you are. Now I know you and have added you to my circle of influence, and I'm better for it. Thank you so much for co-hosting with us. We're really excited about Social Media Albuquerque.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We had a great time this morning. Patty will be back as our guest host next week. We'll tell you a little bit more about Social Media Albuquerque. But until then, check out the website, socialmediaabq.com. Thank you so much to Rocketbox SEO as our sponsor. Give them a call at 505-453-9595 if you should need their help. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll see you next week.